Hello, everybody. It's drain review time. I was gifted some Durban Poison, which is a 100% upper. I have never had this. I've never had a 100% upper. I haven't even shredded this yet. So, and I wanted to just capture all that live here on audio. The buds are kind of small, but they're supposed to be because a 100% sativa or head high weed, the buds are never going to be that big because A, they take forever to grow, for one, and second, they are, by nature, they grow to be a lot smaller than, let's say, a hybrid or something like that. But, like I said, the higher the sativa content, the smaller the buds are going to be. And they're also a pain in the ass to grow from what I understand and have heard from other people. But just grinded some up here. About to do the inaugural smell test. Definitely smell. Whoa, that smells really fruity. Again, supposed to. Wow, I can't wait to see what this is like. Since cutting down, I've also noticed that my tolerance is a little shitty, meaning, like, I don't need a lot to get stoned, because I don't usually do this during the week anymore, but I will make an exception today. There we go, just enough so that one can taste it. Whoop, no scented candles on. Stoner tip number two, or stoner rule number two, have a scented candle on. Why? For two reasons. One, so you can light your hemp wick without having to use a flame, and second, to just have the place smell nice as you're doing it, because, well, some types of cannabis can really reek the place up, so you want to have something mind, you know, the people you live with, or, you know, just mind your own, your place, don't have it smelling like pot. All right, well, I'm going to have this out of the mini orb here, and let's see what it's like. Just like my book says, spicy hashy taste with fruity undertones. That's exactly what it tastes like. I'm afraid what this is going to do to my head, because I will feel it entirely in my head and none in my body. It definitely tastes great. As far as effect goes, I'm not feeling anything yet, but then again, I have no idea if this is going to be a creeper or not, but I'm not going to do a lot of it because I've never done 100% upper before, and if you are trying a strain that is new to you, that has been, that claims to have, well, rather the effects that it states it has are of a different than you've had before, start off very little. Don't do too much of it, just in case you don't want to get paranoid or have a bad trip, because that would suck. Passes the ash test, and I just had a little pinch of this one. I'm starting to feel it a little bit, but I'm not sure if it's just creeping or if that's just how it is. I have no idea, but I definitely feel it in my head more than anywhere else. Let's go ahead and try another one here. But as far as taste goes, I actually kind of like it. Tastes earthy too. There we go. Oh, I feel something. Not gonna have any more. Yeah, it's definitely all in the head. I definitely feel my head physically feels sedated. Like, I don't know, like in my audible experience. Like, with my window open, I hear all the sounds on the street a lot closer than they actually are. Wow, this is definitely a cerebral high. Definitely not as intense as I thought it was going to be. On the other hand, I don't know if this is a creeper or... because some of them, like, the effects can take a couple of minutes. Sometimes the effects take a little bit longer. But if it is a creeper, I'm just going to leave it at that. I think it is a creeper because I'm starting to get it for it to become stronger and stronger. Again, audible. I'm hearing things a lot closer and a lot more... I guess you could say... I'm more aware of the directions the sounds are coming from there. That's what I wanted to say. You do remain coherent, though, somewhat, which I like. But, yeah, well, let's rate it. For taste, I'm going to give it a... well, I'll give it a 6 out of 10. Or out of 5s. I was going out of 5s. I know last time I really messed that up when I re-listened to it. I almost erased that. Actually, there was one audio boo that I erased. Because I became so incoherent from it. I was like, this is rubbish. Fuck it. Taste, I'll give it a 2.5 out of 5. It's not anything, like, significant, but it's nice. It's there. I would say, as far as look and feel, it's totally crystallized. I haven't put a microscope to it yet. But I definitely give that... like, bud structure and how the way it looks, I definitely give it a 4 out of 5. For a sativa, that's just how big it's going to be. It's not going to be very large because of that. As far as effect goes, my mind feels really relaxed, actually. But my body does not. Which is very interesting. Or maybe that's also because I've only slept, like, 4 hours. That's also possible. I may have to give a rating on the effect probably later. My head feels really hot. And, well, so far I like it. But I'm going to leave it at that. I'm going to keep this one relatively short. Do listen to the... well, actually, I'll do a separate audio about that. Until next time. Toodles.